Yeah, manual wasn't too bad, although they are kind of quirky. I got the frequency in, and then I put in the split and saved it, and it says, okay, you know, setting saved, and I'd go back, and it wasn't saved. I put it in the second time, and it would save it the second time. I put in the direction and save it to the plus side and go back and look, and it didn't save, even though it said, you know, that it had saved. You know, setting saved. So I had to basically do every setting twice to do it. I don't know why, but I went through and put all the settings in all at once. It's okay after that. It said the setting was saved, and then I would go back and look, and none of them had saved. So I did it a second time, and it went through. Some quirk in that.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I did it with chirp, so I didn't have any issues. The issue I had was getting chirp to work on my computer and recognize that radio. So if chirp would work on Windows 10 to program it, but not Windows 11. Don't ask me why. It might be a driver issue in my Windows 11 computer. That's what I'm thinking it is. But went to Windows 10 and was able to program with chirp, no problem.
Yeah, I got 11 on. I never really had good luck with chirp. There were several radios that supposedly could be programmed from that, and I couldn't get any of them to work. It would never recognize the radio. But yet I could take the software designed for that radio, and it worked perfectly fine. So it wasn't a driver issue or that. It was something. So I always had a problem. But I did get 11 to work with it. I programmed a couple of my other radios with chirp that I didn't have. I got some radios, HTs, that the software that I have is made for an older, and it's like on floppy drive or whatever, which when I went to Windows 11, the new computers don't have even CD drives on them anymore. So some software I didn't have available really anymore for that platform, and chirp worked with it, which was first time I got it to work. So, all right, Rick, I just pulled in the driveway. Thanks for the ride-along. We will see you tomorrow night. I will told Mike I'll be there about 4:30 or so we can get the table set up, get the gifts laid out. He can get his TV and that set up, and we can be ready to greet people at 5 o'clock when people start coming. And I know people will be there earlier. They'll start wandering in before that point. KC8YVF.
Okay. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night. KC8YVF, KC8BOA.